The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Yes, you're back to the Sunday Business Show. I am Conal O'Moran. Coming up in the next 55 minutes, we will look at eBay, hurling, stag weekends, an ocean of business possibilities, and using humour in business. But most importantly, we want to hear from you, Team SBS, because we love you. We love to hear about your successes, so if you've just won some significant contract, feel free to tell us, and we'll tell the nation on Nationwide Today FM. 53102 is good for text, business@todayfm.com is good for emails, at SBS Today FM is good for tweets, using the hashtag Team SBS, and that's even better. Right, there is retail blood on the streets in the USA, where the switch from bricks and mortar shopping to online buying is gathering even greater momentum. Big name stores are either shutting down or cutting their numbers drastically to take on the challenge of eBay, Amazon and their like. And of course, there's ferocious competition between those online retailers as well. For example, eBay is now offering customers a price match guarantee against a number of big name retailers. And with that, the company which made its name hosting online auctions is taking another step towards being a legitimate online shopping site. 5 years ago, a share in eBay would have cost you $42. Today, that same share will cost $35, which you would think is counterintuitive given the rise of online. So what is going on? We have our own personal shopper in studio to tell us all about it. And of course, Aidan Donnelly is with Davy Stockbrokers. But Aidan, the big thing for you is that you met with eBay just a fortnight ago.
Just a fortnight ago, I was in the States and I met some of the members of the management of eBay. I think like everybody knows eBay as one of the world's largest marketplaces. But what an awful lot of people don't probably realise is over the last probably 2 to 3 years, they've gone through a huge amount of internal changes. The first big one was probably the fact they used to own PayPal. And they spun it out as a separate company back in 2015 to become solely focused on the website and things like that. But then I think what has really changed is they used to be just a listing site. So everybody, you know, you wanted to sell something, you went on your list and things like that. But what they've realized is they need to move from being just a listing site to actually being an e-commerce site. You know, the reality is e-commerce, the nature of e-commerce has changed significantly over the last few years. And they'd admit themselves that they just didn't keep up with events and probably left an awful lot of transactions on the table as a result of that. So the main drive behind the changes internally that they're making now is really to probably improve the buyer and the seller experience. And I know that's a kind of a trite thing to say, but actually when you look at some of the stuff they're doing, you can actually see it coming through quite with the potential to be quite a game changer for them. So things like, particularly on the buyer side of it, they're starting to use an awful lot of what I call data analytics and structured data. So if you're a buyer, normally most people when they buy something off eBay, you know, you get the adverts a little while later and it's all these random things that you have
a little
no
while, about 2 seconds later.
And you have literally a raft of stuff that you have absolutely no interest in ever buying.
And if you have bought, say, a printer, they keep sending you ads for printers. Which I can never
because you know, I have one. I don't need another one, funnily enough. So what they've actually been doing now is they've been honing those algorithms a lot more. So looking at the data that buyers are doing so that you really become much more of a personalised, they're able to personalise, if you will, the adverts that are being sold to you. The other thing too is that, you know, it used to be people just kind of looked down through all of the listings and saw what was going on. Again, when you think about shopping on other big websites like Amazon and things like that, how you shop is much different. So what they're doing now is they're tidying up an awful lot of the adverts, and particularly this falls into much more for the seller side to make it easier for the seller. But from the buyer's experience, if you type in something, you know, whereas before the seller was able to basically create their own ad and just pop it up there, there was no continuity, number one, in the phrases that were being used. So when you as a buyer kind of tried to filter for something, you probably missed a whole load of listings because they weren't quite right. So from the perspective of the buyer, that's all changing because they're using, and it might sound, you know, stupid in a way. You kind of say, well, how the hell did you not think of this?
But I was just going to say that they're kind of behind the curve here.
Completely. completely behind the curve. And I think that's one of the big things that they've recognised now. And they realise that they have a huge install base of active buyers and sellers. And the thing about it is, if they want to keep up with this, they want to make sure that the experience is made easier and more efficient for both the buyers and the sellers.
But isn't Amazon so far ahead of them?
Yeah, but the interesting thing from the perspective of eBay, and one of the big things they actually have from the seller side of it, is the fact that they don't compete with their sellers, because they do not sell anything. They only ever facilitate it. Yeah. Whereas Amazon, they obviously sell all of their own stuff, and you're never quite sure if you're a seller, well, are you getting preferred treatment or not? Are you been dealing on a level pitch or not? Whereas with eBay, they just say, look, we facilitate the auction. We help you sell your stuff. We want to, and this is the big word that they're using now, is we want to act in partnership with their sellers.
Now, I said that you met with them. Did they give you an explanation as to why, a plausible explanation as to why they're so far behind, and why were they not doing this 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago?
That's probably the biggest question out there, because again, it just seems as if, you know, when they had PayPal in there, the business was doing very, very well, and I think just things let slip, and while they were successful, they weren't really as successful as they could have been. So there's been huge investment made in the business, as I said, over the last 2 years, particularly on the technology side of it. If you actually go on, it would be very interesting if you could go back to what the website looked like 4 years ago and look at it now in terms of the user experience. I think you'd see significant difference between the two. And that's really what they're trying to do. And they say to themselves, look, if we can get this and we have the positive thing of being acting in partnership with our sellers, not in competition with them, we should see a significant pickup in the amount of business. Again, what are they trying to do? The real goal here is to increase the number of active buyers. And I don't think there's necessarily a groundswell of people out there who wouldn't switch to it. But maybe just it hasn't been the de facto site for them, because obviously others are. But I think when you look at it from the seller's perspective, the ability to sell, you know, secondhand stuff or stuff that's kind of older and things like that, that maybe a couple of years out of date, or consignment units and things like that, you don't really have that opportunity on Amazon the way you do on something like eBay. So there is a significant market share or market out there, and it's not really a niche market either. It's a substantial enough market. And again, they'll say, look, we don't have to be the lion's share of this market. We just have to be a reasonable size of that to have a very, very good business.
I said that the shares went from 42 down to 35 over 5 years. That probably tells a story of its own.
Well, is now, remember, the 42 probably bore in mind that it still had PayPal. So PayPal being spun out. So if you were a shareholder back 5 years ago, you now have two pieces of paper in theory. You have a piece of an eBay piece of paper, or an eBay share search. We don't have them anymore, but you know what I mean. And a PayPal piece of paper as well. So actually the combined thing is, it's not as bad as that ultimately looks. But it is, I'd say it's probably considerably underperformed the other big.
And the big question out of that is, were you convinced and would you buy?
Well, as I always have to point to you, the usual disclosures bit to keep the two of us out of jail, davy.ie/Aidan Donnelly. But I think there is definitely something there, you know, in terms of what they're doing. If they're successful, I think it's going to be great news for the share price. I don't think they have to necessarily be fully successful to still have a very positive impact. Now, share price is up nearly 18% year to date. So it's had a good run along with all of the tech sector. So maybe not today. But it's one of those names, when you look at it valuation-wise, it's not actually that expensive. It's a little over 17 times this year.
That's
So you're kind of looking, there's a bet to be made there. The question is today the right time to bet? Maybe not. But, you know, it's certainly one that I would say that I'd keep on the watch list, because, you know, for whatever reason, if you get a bit of a pullback in markets in general, you get a good opportunity to buy it. I think my gut feel is that what they're doing is the right thing, and while it might take a little bit of time to win the populist vote, I think it can be done, though. I do think it can be done.
That is Aidan Donnelly of Davy Stockbrokers, he who sells second-hand shares on eBay himself. So, Aidan, as usual, thank you very much for joining us on the Sunday Business Show. We are going to take a quick break, after which we will be talking about hurling products.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.